T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And that is us back at the regular time. I know the applause ringing in as we welcome you in. SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com radio Monday evening. Larry Bluestein with you up until 10 o'clock. And the last couple of weeks, Manny Chang, it was kind of different. But we got a lot of guests in over the last couple of weeks, and that's a good thing as football has started. And I guess when you take a look at it, everything really begins next week, not this coming week, when they have the preseason kickoff classics. And then the following week, get it going for real. We'll have the schedules for you. I'll have everything going. So you won't lose out. Have a little preview of things to come over the next couple of weeks, counting down the season. Top 2017 kids are off college now. We concentrate as our seniors at the 2018 classes and our 2019 players. So we've been recognizing them. I know if you have been able to get to our SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com website, you know. We put up 10 to 12 things each week, different stuff to read more than anybody else. We get to events. We get to have an opportunity to see a lot of these kids and the prospects that are now at a lot of schools around the country starting out their new careers, as I mentioned, the class of 2017. We have a really decent show for you. I mean, I know that every week I say that, and by the end of the hour or so like that, you look back, and we had some quality guests. I think this show tonight kind of reflects that as well. Before I get into the guest list, talk a little bit about Saturday's Miami Dolphins event. Simultaneously, while the scrimmage was going on, a lot of you out there didn't know that in the in some of the clubs of the stadium, some of the areas of the stadium, let me just excuse me, that the over 100 schools, high schools, bringing five to ten players to the stadium for the media day, the Dolphins media day, that was the fifth annual, and wow, the best. No matter where you went, we had an opportunity to see players getting interviewed from all the different schools. We have a brief synopsis of how well the Dolphins have done with this. I mean, it's amazing. You talk to anybody from outside the area, there's no NFL team that rolls up the sleeves like this. When you welcome over 100 schools from Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach to Hard Rock Stadium on a day where you had a scrimmage, I mean, to me, it seemed like that the Dolphins were recruiting these players because everything was set out, and it was tremendous. A great experience. The kids were all areas of the stadium taking pictures of one another. What a thrill. I mean, it really was. And the event itself, as Tuan Russell and Jason Jenkins and the entire group over there at with the Miami Dolphins did an excellent job. I can't say enough about it. We had part one of the look at the event and some of the teams that were there on SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com, along with some in the huddles as well, or on the radar segment. And then tomorrow we're out with a bigger version of the story, talking about some of the players that were there, some of the coaches, as well as some of the teams. So it's an exciting time to be a football fan, high school football fan in South Florida. 9:45 or so this evening, we'll check in with Barton Simmons from 247 Sports. He's a national guy, does a tremendous job. Former player himself in Ivy Leagues. He's not only a smart guy, but a good football player and knows how to evaluate talent. We'll talk to him at 9:45, some of the top players coming out in this class of 18, but also how some of these young kids who went to Florida, Miami, and Florida State are going to impact those teams in year one. We'll talk to Barton about 9:45. At 9:30, Coach Joe Zacchio, icon in the area, longtime head coach at Monsignor Pace. He's been back for a few years. You know, he is what he is. He's an old school guy like myself. You know, he just, you know, he wants to see the results. And, you know, different time, but he's plugging away everybody. All his former players will be listening in tonight. He's so loved and respected by so many generations who have played there. He'll join us at 9:30. You know, if you follow American Heritage Plantation, we've had a lot of players on from this defending 5-8 champions for, I guess, the last 6-7 months. And we don't get a chance to get too many offensive linemen. We have one tonight, Zach Zambrano. He's a senior. He's a good one. A center for American Heritage. Covered his dad back in the day in Miami Beach. He'll join us at 9:20. But something that I want to start the program off with, I talked about it today on Facebook and Twitter, and everybody that I talked to, you know, try to tune in tonight, or at least, you know, make plans to listen to our show archived. But our first segment is very important. As everybody knows, scholarship money is so tough to get. Scholarships are so tough to get. And then when you get them, there are so many different things that you need to know that you can do to help yourself even further. And somebody who has been around for a long time, I used to cover him when he played at Fort Lauderdale, really good guy. He always a very good businessman, and he's taken his love for football after a tremendously successful career in business, and he's kind of parlayed it into something now that is kind of like little different branches. But part of that branch is recruiting and getting scholarship. And Glenn Stout is kind enough to join us this evening. Glenn, thanks so much for taking the time.
Larry, it's always a pleasure to be on with you, and it's always a pleasure to be around you, and it just bring a special thing out of those young men, and especially the coaches around you. Thank you for having me on.
You know, Glenn, you know what you did the other day as far as all your videos, and it was all awesome on HSPN, and all the head coaches that you got a chance to talk to, fabulous job. But that is not the only thing that you're there for, and you have done so much research on this. I mean, you know, while parents are always taught, you know, you got to be proactive, you got to go on the internet, you got to do this, you have to see what's available to help yourself. You've done all that, and you have an opportunity to help so many people achieve in the classroom, but also find a place to play and get some scholarship money. And talk a little bit about that, because I know everybody's listening.
Well, and I thank you for that. And it's very interesting, Larry, that, you know, I'm usually over there with Ryan, but I was going solo, so it was very interesting. I got about 26 coaches, and I spent probably 10 minutes with them before we even went on to do the recording, and I just asked them all the same question to start with. How many of your young student-athletes are free and reduced lunch? And some of them said 5, 10. Some of them said, I don't know. Some of them said 20. And I said, you know, I can look over and every one of your student-athletes are free reduced lunch. Well, you know, they're looking at me like, what does that mean? I said, well, they're worth $10,000 apiece. And they all looked at me. Every one of them looked at me like I was crazy. And that's how I started the conversation, because I haven't seen a couple of them in a few years. And back a few years ago, and we were mentoring Booker T. Washington, and they had to go win a national championship. We were doing this stuff on a whiteboard, I was, and then I got some really smart people to put together and said, hey, you know, you can put this together into an educational platform, something that could reach masses. And 3 years later, we've got something that's going into its third iteration we're really proud of that teaches them the process. And that's real important, is to understand the process. So now that I got everybody's attention, everybody's scurrying around to see, hey, honey, are we free reduced lunch or not, you know, we're out in the park. No, you're not. You're not. I just threw that out there so that you get your attention, understand that you got to know where the money is, and number two, you've got to understand what your value is. Universities and colleges, these young men are a commodity to them. It's plain and simple. They're dollar bills to them. And each year, before the next year comes around, they are allocated X amount of dollars from the Federal Reserve, federal money, that they're allocated for grants. It's primarily called a Pell Grant. And these Pell Grants are subsidies that are given to the student athletes that fall under a certain, their parents fall under a certain criteria. And I'm just going to give a real round number. Don't hold me to it. 45,000 or below right. is pretty much going to have you FFELP qualified. But it's important to understand that there's avenues when I open these doors to the student athletes. And we got plenty of them that have gone through the program that have found tremendous successes. That once those doors are open and they understand what these federal FAFSA forms are, and if you're taking notes, it's an acronym, FAFSA. Don't go to anything but the government site and get it. Yeah, it's 20 pages. You need help? We'll help you for free. Don't pay $800 to get somebody to help you fill it out. It's a federal form, but there's some things that you have to do specifically on that federal form that you have to fill out so that you can maximize the value of the money that your student can get, your son or daughter. This isn't just for boys, it's right. boys and girls. And the reason I got into this, Larry, was because I look at this whole paradigm, and these students are coming out with $1.3 trillion in student loan debt. $1.3 trillion. That is absolutely insane. That's worse than the housing market. And a lot of these students and student athletes are coming out buckled with this stuff. And, you know, the average is $40,000 in debt. And out of that $40,000 of debt, if you equate it, math doesn't lie. That's what's unique about math. I love math, and I'm a math guy. Everything works with math. Is that those poor students or student athletes are going to spend 10 years of their lives paying $400 a month for a student loan, and a lot of them don't know what in the world they're going to do with their degree. Well, there are 6.1 million jobs right now that can't be filled because they have to be filled with kids that can have critical thinking skills, technical skills, or professional skills. 6.1 million jobs we can fill right now. There's a lot of those kids that should probably go to technical school. So scholarships is a broad term, and you got to be careful, parents. Scholarships, the colleges want to call scholarships an aid. They want to throw Mr. Perkins and Mr. Stafford. If you got your pen, write down Perkins and Stafford, because our student athletes know that you stay away from Perkins and Stafford because that's a loan. And loans have to be paid back. And they're going to throw that loan money up to $10,000, $12,000, and they're going to load up on those contracts, and those student athletes are going to go, yeah, man, I'm going over to financial aid to get my check. They're getting a check they're going to have to pay back. And, you know, Larry, that 20 to 30% of those student athletes are going to never play. You know, they're never going to make it through 6 months, and that money's gone, poof. Then they still have to pay it back 6 months later. So that frustrated me years ago, and I said, you know what? We've got to fill this gap. We've got to teach these young student athletes some personal development skills, learn the recruiting process, but they've got to understand the value. So one of the things we talk about in this PTRG Academy, PTRG is an acronym, playing the recruiting game. It's really playing the game of life. We teach them, but we don't get the finances until less than 8 or 9, because they've got to learn how to manage and all that stuff. So when we open that door, we have some evaluation forms that allow us to find out if they're, and they're private forms, if they're free or reduced lunch, because we want to know right away if they're worth $10,000. And let me tell you, a student athlete that knows how to leverage that $10,000 with a college coach, and let me back up for a second, less than 1% are going to go Division One. So out of that million that are coming out every year, 99% of them are going to have to figure out how to pay $25,000 to $65,000. That's insane.
Right.
And the Division One guys don't have to cry about money anymore. All you got to do is make great grades, great test scores, and that university will cite you. And I'll give you a great example. I've got a young man that came in the program in November last year. He could have played anywhere, but he's off the radar. You know, it's 10,000, 15,000 student athletes right now that are listening that are off the radar for, sundry reasons. You don't get along with the coach. Something happened here or there, but it happens every year. And, Larry, you're every year you'll say there's X amount of scholarships available. Well, even if there is 10 or 15,000 Division I players, they can't fill them, so where do they go? Well, there's 800-plus other schools out there, but that's a whole different scenario. There's headcount scholarships, which is one for one, and then there's the other side that no one knows, but you're going to know now, your audience is going to know now, it's equivalency-based. So folks that are listening, 99% of you are going to fall under that. What does that mean? That means you got to learn how to stack that money. You're not going to get a big check. My Division I young man out of Mobile, Alabama, and you can read about him on PTRG Academy, not only did he have a 3.7, but he had a 25 ACT. He was a 100-meter track runner. He could play anywhere. He's going to be playing. You'll see him Saturdays. Now, this is one of the D1 athletes. But here's what's unique about that situation. He went through PTRG Academy fast track because he's a senior. We hate having fast track. Not only did he get offers all over the country after he learned the process, but when he got accepted the offer, he got in there, and he knew his value, and he went in and negotiated with finance. Now, you got to have some gumption to understand. You got to role play a little bit of that before you're going to go over across the street to finance and start telling them, you know, and leverage them and try to get money. But this young man had no problem doing it because we role played a lot. Well, long story short is that with his 3.7 and his 25 ACT, he's getting an extra $3,000 a month.
True. Yeah, you told me that the other day. I mean, that's why I wanted Glenn for everybody out. We're talking with Glenn Stout, as he said, PTRG, playing the recruiting game. Because obviously we're coming up on time, but talk to us a little bit of how people could reach out to you, can get in touch with you, because I know that, you know, we gave a brief synopsis tonight, but they would like to get further information, because, Glenn, this is important, and you and I talked, you know, not everybody has the money to send the kids to college.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, 90% of them don't have, but they qualify in different areas, and there's so many different types of money. There's so many different types of scholarships that are available. You just have to know where they are to get them, and then, you know, learn how to leverage the value. And
right.
we put it all in an academic format, an educational online format, and they learn it. They'll learn all that plus a lot of other things. So the way they can get in touch with me is you can just email me at Glenn, GLENN at KDA. Which is Keeping Dreams Alive, kdafoundation.org, glenn@kdafoundation.org. And our 501c3, Keeping Dreams Alive Foundation, underwrites all of our programs. It has been since 2001, and we've been around a while with the folks on our board. That's the way you'll be able to get it. And I can get them on the track and show them and find scholarships. And if you want to go in the program, if you don't want to go in the program, but I can still give you a heads up. And we got plenty of information out on the web. If you go to ptrgacademy.com, you'll go and see, read about some of those student athletes.
Yep.
You'll read about the kid, the young man D3 that's going $56,000 a year and only paying $238. And that's
it's important
because I know you're running out of play, you know, time. But
yep.
There's no two athletes in the world that one is getting money and one is going to a D3 for nothing. So.
Yep. Well, Glenn, I can't thank you enough, and I know everybody out there feels the same way. I had a lot of people listen today, and you were very informative, and we could pick this up and certainly run with it for a long time. Congratulations on what you're doing. Keep it up, and thanks so much, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Good stuff. Glenn Stout, I hope you were listening, because there was some pertinent information, and you could also contact him, and certainly could help you. Big show coming up this evening. We still have Barton Simmons about 9:45 from 247 Sports. Talk about some of the recruits that will light it up this year. Coach Joe Zacchio from Monsignor Pace. Legendary coach. Great guy. And when we come back, Zach Zambrano. He's a senior offensive center at American Heritage. You're listening to South Florida High School Sports.com radio.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on South Florida's sports leader. 25 years and counting.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show Monday evening. Larry Bluestein with you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Manny Chang doing what he does the best. And we thank Glenn Stout in our first segment. Very interesting, and you'll be able to listen to all of it. We have it archived. It'll be up right after the show and into tomorrow, and it's great to listen to it, and you'll get a chance to fully listen to everything that Glenn said about scholarships, getting some extra money. So that is important, obviously, and everybody always hits me up with that. Whenever I see parents at events, they'll talk about, hey, you know, how can we get assistance? You know, this is expensive, and I do know it's expensive, but people like Glenn have rolled up their sleeves after an outstanding career in the business world, and he's really helping people, and people should take advantage of it. Couple weeks away, the things start for real. One of the teams, obviously, in the spotlight as we take a look at some of the outstanding football programs in South Florida. And in being one of the top teams, especially in South Florida, you get a little national rating and some exposure. And why not? The American Heritage Patriots undefeated last year, first year head coach Pat Surtain. And it all starts up front, and one of the guys who really emerged last year, and now he's going to be a senior this year as the offensive center, starts Zach Zambrano, and he joins us this evening. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Bluestein. Excited to be here.
Anytime. You know, you're one of the, in the long line of the father sons that I've had the pleasure of covering over the years. Your dad was indeed a tough guy at Miami Beach and a quality football player. And, you know, you and I have talked in the past. You've followed in his footsteps and have done extremely well. I've watched you out there, very athletic and doing a great job. Talk about the experience.
Thank you.
Talk about this experience. I mean, you're playing for one of the top teams in the country, coming off a undefeated season and a state championship, and everything is going really good. And it seems to me that you've landed in the right spot. Talk about that experience and where you are now.
I mean, overall, it's been nothing but great. I've had the most amazing opportunities thanks to my teammates, my coaches, and. And in part for what all they do, all the hard work they put in, and then myself, all the hard work I've put in, and I've been able to work because of them. I mean, the experience is there's not many things like it.
Right.
I definitely have to say that. I mean, coming off an undefeated season, I mean, you set a pretty high bar for yourself. So you know what you have to do to work.
Sure.
To get back to that, and the whole team in general, we're just working hard, and we're really excited to try to push for that again, take it one week at a time, and just really go for it.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach Zambrano joining us, American Heritage Plantation offensive center. And, you know, you had a pretty good baptism to this last year, being surrounded by three Division I linemen, kind of showing you a lot of things. And that's so valuable because a lot of times you come in there and you're the guy and there's nobody really to learn from. A lot of the seniors had departed. But that wasn't the case with you. And talk about what it was to be around all those guys now into college and in high-level offensive linemen. What was it like for you from a learning experience and for something that's given you the opportunity to be a leader this year?
I mean, I've been really fortunate to be able to play with the people of that caliber. And even since I was a freshman, the tone's kind of been set, and I know how hard I need to work, and I know what I need to do to get where they are and to have the opportunities that they've had. So, I mean, last year especially, it was really special being able to play with those guys, and I've learned a lot from all of them, and I still talk to all of them, and it's not many people get to experience something like that.
Right.
Just the tradition and the way they go about things really helps you. I mean, even from when I was a freshman, just know what you need to do to be able to get to where they are.
Right. And the one thing, too, is, you know, playing for high-level coaches, not to take anything away from any coaches anywhere else, but you got a chance to be around people who have been at that highest level. And, you know, not that they know anymore, but that experience gives them that, you know, that sense of being in. And you have that in Coach Surtain and Coach Gadsden and, you know, now Coach Porter and Coach Wilson and a lot of guys who have been around professional football and high-level college football. How much does that, you know, affect you? Because, I mean, your practices are different. Everything is different because you're running them the way that the NFL teams run them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really does give us an advantage because we don't waste any time. We're orderly. We do – everything has a purpose, whereas I'd imagine sometimes people are wasting time. You lose – you lose chances to get better. You only have X amount of hours you can practice, X right. amount of hours you can go over film. So everything with them is very crisp, and they really do impart on us the work that we need to put in just to get to the college level. I mean, forget even thinking about the pros, but
yeah, no, just to the next level alone. Yeah, no, I agree. It's the little things. You know that, Zach. I mean, it's the little things that maybe that other people aren't paying much detail to that separates the really, really good teams from the good teams. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I mean, because, you know, everybody has, you know, athletes. I mean, you look, I mean, your district yeah. alone, I mean, everybody's athletic. It's just what happens and how much experience that the coaches impart on the kids. And I think that's where the difference is, especially down here, because, you know, you grew up here, and I mean, you, we talk about this every year that South Florida, Dade Broward County, way ahead of everybody in the country by a long shot in producing NFL yeah. talent. I mean, and that's the way it is. So when you're being taught by it now, you know, you look at St. Thomas with a Hall of Famer and Jason Taylor on the staff. I mean, but that's awesome. You see, because what that does is that helps these kids advance a little bit faster. You know, they may be athletically, you know, there, but from a mental standpoint, it you never know what you pick up every day. And I think that's part of everything as being at American Heritage. Zach, talk about the other day, you had a opportunity to be part of this Dolphins media day. I was just telling some people how you just can't comprehend how big time that is for kids in high school to be around that, you know, getting asked questions, yeah. getting a chance to take pictures in a major stadium like that. Talk about that experience, because I don't think people at home realize, you know, you had over 100 schools there during the course of the day, and you had a scrimmage going yeah. on. Talk about that experience and something that you'll relish for a long time.
Yeah, it's really cool. Just number one, getting to be there with my teammates and my friends, and it kind of just gives you a little taste of what everything in the future can be like when you make it to the next level, and if you're given the opportunity to make it to the next level. And overall, it's just really cool being able to go with all my friends and teammates and seeing them get interviewed and the pictures and the videos. It's just overall a fun experience that you'll always remember, because not many people really get to do anything like that. I mean, the interviews and the photo shoots and all that, that's, most people don't get to do anything like that.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it's a tremendous event. So you're coming up, you're not too far away. Now you play Booker T in the Kickoff Classic again?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And then you get right into it with a very, very tough schedule. Obviously, it's going to be a big-time challenge. I know you're up for it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to you've got some really good outside-the-district games, but you know what? You still, the only way you get the state is win your district. So, obviously, exactly. Those are going to be important. Zach, thanks so much for taking some time. The best of luck to you. We'll be running into you plenty, and I appreciate you coming on with us tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Bluestein. Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime. Zach Zambrano from American Heritage and Plantation. If some of you old-timers remember his dad, Gus, at Miami Beach, big-time guy. I mean, great football player, good guy. See him at all the games. Brett Getz and I were talking about him this evening, talking about having him on the show. And good kid and a good football player. And when you surround yourself with so much talent, especially the way they did last year, and on the offensive line, three Division I kids, upper Division I kids. He had a lot to learn, but we wish him the best. Very good team again, and certainly had a chance to see Pat Surtain on TV the other night with Sam Madison at Jason Taylor's Hall of Fame. Good to see the guys get some well-deserved recognition. I would think that it wouldn't be too far for those guys to be thinking about that as well. They're definitely tremendous football players. Speaking about football players and football coaches, through the years, we've had some great ones in South Florida. You know, I go back into the late 50s, early 60s, watching a lot of these guys. But there are coaches that you remember that are very special, and one of them is Joe Zacchio. And he has, been at the as athletic director at Monsignor Pace forever, football coach, came back, and it's just such a thrill to watch him on the sideline, because what he's doing for the kids is he's giving them information and teaching them things that they'd never learn. A lot of years of experience, and he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, my pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. I mean, I always get excited when I look at Monsignor Pace and you're back there and thinking all the kids that what they're learning and what they've learned over the last couple of years since you've been back. Because, you know, I've been around you. I know what you know. I know how you teach. I know how passionate you are about the game, you know, and the kids. And certainly it shows, Coach. And I know that at times you look at yourself and say, you know what? I'm back, and we're going to make the most of it. And talk about that experience, because we talk to you almost every year about it, and you're still going, and you still have that love for the game.
Yeah, well, you know, it's when I was first asked to come back to school, I questioned whether I should or not. And anyway, to be honest with you, the first couple of years back was real tough, because what we found we really didn't like, but, you know, we've had tremendous support from our principal, the administration, and everybody at the school. And you know, it's taken us a couple of years to get things the way we'd really like to have it. And I'll tell you the truth, this is an exciting year for us. We're having more fun as a staff, the kids. We've got the kids that are there. They remind me so much of the old Pace teams, their attitude, their character. They're just a great group of kids that are working real hard in the off season. So we're really excited about it. I mean, these kids, they want to learn. They're like sponges. They're absorbing this stuff we're throwing at them. And, you know, I tell you what, this is going to be a fun year for Pace football. I'm really excited about what's going on right now.
You know, Coach, you talk about some of the teams of the past, and I had the pleasure of going to Kayvon Webster's event last month and seeing seeing all the guys who played there. You know, Van Dyke and Anthony Walker now is your proudest late accomplishment. You know, you look at those guys and think, wow, because I mean, you remember the Jerry Millbrooks, and you remember all those guys who made such a great big difference in the program and gave this team and this program such an identity that's carried through the years. And that's got to make you really proud to see all these guys who have gone on, not just to play football, but have achieved, who've participated in your football program.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, you know what? The wins are always great, but, you know, doing it for so long, you get to see these young men grow up to be exactly that, you know, quality individuals, men who are now reaching out to other kids in the community, going back to their own communities and taking care of the kids the way you would hope that you did for them. And it's a thrill to watch them. And, you know, I think that's the main thing that we've always tried to do at Pace is instill in these young guys that it's more than just playing a game of football. And, you know, it's a thrill to see these guys come back into the community and give back to from where they came.
Yeah. And you know, the great thing is because we've had, you know, an opportunity to experience those great days and remember all the outstanding. I mean, it was just like every year Monsignor Pace was headed to the state because they had the talent. I remember all the great games against Glade Central and some of the teams just to get out of the region. And people, I think, you know, obviously people are younger and they have no history of it, but to understand the sacrifices that all those great football players and all those tremendous athletes of the past have made, you know, I mean, and you look at the names and I've seen, you know, when you had last year, when you had Joel Rodriguez come back and all those outstanding football players of the past, it really keeps the connection of the school going.
Oh yeah. And it's always fun. And it's a great feeling when in the middle of a game, you'll turn around and on the sideline, you'll see a bunch of those guys standing there, you know, rooting the young guys on. You know, they come back home and they give back in so many different ways. And it's great to see them. You know, it's wonderful. And I'll tell you the truth, that's why I'm so excited, because I feel like right now we have a big group of those guys, you know, that you think about in the past. Well, I see a lot of those same characteristics in this group of guys that we got this year with us.
Yeah, Coach, give, as we're talking to Joe Zacchio, head coach at Monsignor Pace Senior High School, give us a couple of kids that to watch for. I mean, because we had a chance to watch you in the 7-on-7, and you had some really, really nice-looking kids there. And I know you have the kid Fabio Desir, who congratulations on making the Team Florida for the 2019 class, which is great, too.
Yeah, Fabio's done a great job. You know, he came in as a freshman, and he's worked his a backside off. He's really done a great job. You got Fabio. I tell you what, we were talking about today, our offensive line right now, it's as good as anything I've seen in the last few years. I mean, we're averaging about 6'2", 275 across the board and
nice.
Athletic. Yeah, you got Fabio. You got another young man, Brian Joseph, who's going to be a junior. He's doing great things. We got a veteran at center in the Kirk Fleming, and we've got a bunch of young kids. We had a young man come in. He'll probably start for us as a freshman at both wide receiver and free safety. A young man by the name of James Williams.
Nice.
We've got, of course, you know, the Floyd brothers transferred in from Carroll City. Lorenzo at quarterback, and his young brother Willie, who they call Palomalo.
Palomalo, yeah.
Exactly. You were, what a great kid.
You were careful not to say smaller brother or younger brother, because he may be younger, but not smaller.
Oh, no. Without a doubt, not smaller. And both of them are very large on talent and just great kids. You know, I could go on and on.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, I probably should have made a list, but there's so many young, talented guys right now. I'll tell you, it's really an exciting time. My coaches and I are very we've had more fun this year than we've had in the last 2 years combined. It really has been a pleasure. And like I said, there's some great young kids. And there's some guys there that, you know, when we came back and took the team back, that they were there and they've stayed and they've, you know, put the time in. We have a defensive end that I think was our staff felt that this was the best defensive end we've had over the last 3 years, and he's still with us, Cesar Medina.
Yes, yes, he's nice looking. Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, we're really great looking kid, and so yeah, like I said, there's way too many to name off the top of my head, but I'll tell you what, yeah, there's a great group of young kids.
You know, Coach, also, you got the kids excited, getting there early, and, you know, I mean, obviously you got to beat that heat. It's really hot, but that's pretty neat to get up that early and the kids kind of, because that's a bonding session as well.
Sure, and listen, not only that, but, you know, tomorrow night, actually, we actually move into the school. We start what we call a tradition. It's called Camp Zacchio. We actually have, we'll be living there, have eating there, have food made by the Booster Club. It's almost like moving into an NFL camp.
Nice.
We'll be there through Saturday. And that really, really does a great job of team bonding. And we'll start off Wednesday with a football retreat that the school will put on just for us, for the football players. And you know, listen, when you get up at 5:30 in the morning, you got to be on the docks or in the weight room by 6 a.m. There's a commitment there by everybody, coaches, kids, and yeah, you are going to bond and get things done together.
Yep. I love it. Well, you know what, Coach, that's the one thing that we love about you. The old school is just, it's still the school to attend. I'm telling you, it's nothing beats hard work. And I always felt that way about, you know, programs. You know, Richie Stewart, old school guy, successful. And you know, the people who have been around a long time, they love it. They do it right. And they see a lot of results like yourself. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. It's always great to talk to you. It's always great to look back at the glory past, but to also look to a bright future as well.
Thanks, Larry. Really appreciate you having me on the show. And by the way, if you get the opportunity this week, stop by around 6 o'clock and have dinner with us, with the team and the guy.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the invitation, Coach. Thanks again.
Okay, take care, Larry.
Anytime. Joe Zacchio, Monsignor Pace, he's a legend. I'll tell you, he's been around a long time and doing it well. I like that. And a lot of his former players, like I said, now Anthony Walker with the Colts, the latest of the great ones. When we come back, we close out this show for a Monday evening. Barton Simmons from 247 Sports is next.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on South Florida's sports leader, 25 years and counting. Miami Sports Radio,
back to wrap things up on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show Monday evening. And Manny Chang taking us right to the top of the hour. Thanks so much to head coach Joe Zacchio from Monsignor Pace. A couple of people like what I said, old school is the best school. I don't know. It's one of the good schools. Zach Zambrano, also from American Heritage and Plantation, for joining us. Great kid, and coming up on his senior year. I don't know if he even got into the schools that he's looking at, but he's got a few kids going as well. As I said, next week kind of kicks it off. We have the kickoff classics, some tremendous kickoff classics, and then the following week we get it going for real. And when we get it going for real, there's a lot of top athletes, not just here in South Florida, but throughout the entire state of Florida. And some of the programs like Miami, and Florida State are all in it for some tremendous athletes from this 2018 class, but also some of the 2017 kids who have transferred over from high school to college are getting it done. And somebody who follows this every single day, great guy, just a wealth of knowledge, and knows how to evaluate talent and rank players, Barton Simmons from 247 Sports. He's joined us in the past, and kind of break down a little bit what's going on as we start college and high school coming up in the next couple of weeks. Joining us now from 247 Sports is Barton Simmons. Barton, thanks so much for taking the time.
What's up, Larry? Thanks for having me on, man. How are you?
Doing great. You know, kind of busy. You know, we had on Saturday, we had a media day the Dolphins put on every year for the – I think you were there last year, weren't you, at one of them?
I think I've been to one of them before, but no, I wasn't there last year. Was it pretty good turnout there?
110 different schools. We started that thing like 7:40 in the morning and got out of there at 6:55 at night.
Unbelievable. Y'all got so much talent down there.
But it's not just that. It's just the participation. You know, if kids get an opportunity, and it was at the stadium, at the Hard Rock Stadium, and there happened to have been a Miami scrimmage going on, so these kids were in heaven. So they got a chance to take pictures with the Dolphins in the background, and it. Listen, you know what? Kids remember that, Barton, forever. I mean, it's just what an experience. And you're right. There's a lot of talent. So when a St. Thomas or a Heritage or Carroll City or one of the schools that everybody's looking at comes in, everybody gets their attention. And it was like a college media or an NFL media day, because you had, you know, everybody at their own tables, and I like it. And it was the fifth year, and I think these kids deserve that exposure. Not that they don't get enough year round, and certainly you get a chance to see a lot of these kids nationally, and you have, when there's a player from Florida, you have a barometer because you've seen the kid from Ohio or whatever. Talk about the talent this year in South Florida. You know, I know in the past everybody goes, well, it was stronger at this position or that position, but every year it's either receiver DBs that dominate.
Yeah, I mean, I think particularly in South Florida this year, man, what a unique year at the cornerback position. I mean, to have Patrick Surtain and Tyson Campbell and Josh Jobe, I mean, all sitting there within a couple miles of each other, and they're all these freakish 6'1", 6'2", speedy guys who are physical and can cover, and man, I mean, that to me is the story of South Florida this year. It's rare to have two guys like Surtain and Campbell in one class, much less in one city.
On the same unit.
Yeah, in the same unit. Yeah, that's just remarkable. So that's you know, the thing that has really caught my eye so far, And again, I think when you throw Josh Jobe in there and you throw a guy like Mark Pope in there, who's on the other side of the ball, obviously, and you know, even Al Blades and Asante Samuel on the DB side.
Sure.
There's just so much good defensive back and skill talent this year. And I know that's not unusual in South Florida, but man, I'm just, when you're just talking about lining up a secondary, you're going to pass the first off the bus test with this crew over just about any other class. So it's been fun to watch those guys compete on some of the national stages and see them really live up to their hype. But it's been impressive.
Yeah, when they do that, you know, when you go to the opening or some of these other events that they host, and you light it up. I mean, there's a good chance. I mean, you looked at Judy last year, and then the year before that was Ridley, and you know, goes on and on. I mean, if they're doing it, I always look at it this way, Barton, because you know, a lot of major league teams spring train in Florida as well, and they have these great stadiums. So I figured if you're in a Class A organization playing in those stadiums and hitting the ball in that environment in those size parks, I think you have a good opportunity to do. You know, to accomplish that at the next level. Same thing with the athletes in South Florida. They play at this high level since they're like 10 years old. So by the time they get to college, a lot of these kids can just plug themselves in and make an impression as a 17, 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, I mean, they love to compete. I think that's really what it boils down to. Competing is second nature. And that sounds simple, but I think it's more rare than a lot of people realize, and certainly people in South Florida realize. I think that what you see and when you get those guys in those sort of national settings and you just, I mean, those are guys that just feed off lining up against the best guy on the other team or lining up against the best receiver in the country and then letting them know when they lock them down.
Yeah.
You know, that's just sort of the way those guys are bred. And I think it absolutely translates. I think it absolutely, those guys play with a unique chip and a unique edge and a competitiveness. And
yeah.
I mean, everybody wants a little bit of that South Florida juice on their roster. Everyone wants a little bit of that South Florida edge. And I think we're seeing it in this class for sure.
Barton Simmons from 247 Sports joins us. You know, I was just going to say that you look at Alabama, one of the best teams, obviously, in the country year after year after year. But look who they plugged in the last three wide receivers. All South Florida guys who are, I mean, here, Jerry Jeudy, who didn't even get to his prom yet, was the MVP of the spring game. I mean, you know, those type of things, and they resonate. I mean, somebody like Nick Saban knows, you know, we can get a bulk of our kids from Alabama, Mississippi, you know, Georgia, those areas, but we can get some special kids from Florida, and they don't just come down here to, you know, look at 9-10. They one or two, you know, and that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Derrick Henry, that was the one guy that year. You know, but they know, and you know that they can get the average guy, you know, in Birmingham. You know, they don't have to come down here. They want a guy who can come in as a 17, 18-year-old kid and like Amari Cooper, you know, or a Calvin Ridley, excite in one of the best conferences in the country.
Hey, and Larry, I tell you, you know, I really felt like Amari Cooper, as you mentioned, Alabama went down there and they got him, and then they went down there and they got Calvin Ridley, who I thought was a very similar style type of receiver to Amari Cooper.
Right.
And then they went down and they got Jerry Jeudy. Again, I think sort of fits in that same mold of a great route runner, natural hands, body control, just a smooth customer. And this year, the guy that I think fits that mold of those guys is Mark Pope, and now he's, you know, and he's, and I think it's really important to note that now Miami got him, and the other guy that Alabama was down there trying to get this year was Josh Jobe, and Miami got him committed, and so I think that's notable. I mean, Alabama still got theirs. I mean, they got down there and got Xavier Williams, but
sure.
You know, I think it's really, I think, notable and important that to note that Miami is winning a couple of these, and you know, the Surtains and Tyson Campbells and a couple of these other guys still may sneak out of the region, but it's still, I think, to win a couple of those battles and keep Alabama out of South Florida.
South Florida, yeah.
for those sort of dudes is I think it's not an easy task, and I think it's important to do.
Yeah, because you're also fighting Florida State now, which has that top four mentality, and you know, so Miami is, you know, having to stand guard, but you know we'll see what happens. I know that they're right up towards the top for class of 2018, so you expect all that to hold because obviously Miami's going to play competitive football. So by the first Wednesday in February, everybody's good. You figured a majority of this class will sign.
I think so. I think this is a little bit different feel than the Al Golden years when they'd get these really highly rated classes early on, and then they'd either fall apart or they would, you know, others would start catching up as they caught up in quantity of commits. I think what this Miami class, they've got, I mean, they're way out in front in terms of quantity per usual with 19, but you look down the list, and there's about, you get to about 16 or 17 before you're seeing some that aren't just national no-brainer takes for anybody in the country.
Right.
And, I mean, so I think this is a really weighty class. It's a class that's densely populated with talented guys.
Good
and
stuff.
It's not a paper tiger type of class to me. So, yeah, they got to win this fall, but their schedule sets up pretty nice.
Yep.
And as long as they can get a little quarterback play, I think that they should win enough to keep these guys excited about the program. And you know, if that happens, it's just, I mean, then you're just, the snowball is rolling.
Yep.
And you got some momentum moving towards 2019 and all that. Yep. So it's,
I agree with you.
You know, things are in a good position right now down there.
Good stuff. Barton, I can't thank you enough for dropping by. Obviously, you know, your information is first class, and we'll have you back, obviously, because people get excited when you're on. Have a great season, and obviously we'll check back in with you.
Thanks, Larry. Always a pleasure.
Anytime. Barton Simmons wraps up with a great show, Manny. Thanks so much for doing what you've done. Joe Zacchio joined us, Zach Zambrano, and also Glenn Stout. Back next Monday, 9 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.